Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have with us Josh D. Malang, who's the president of Retirement Protectors, and we'll be talking about how taxes impact retirement. Josh, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike.
Hey, so get us started with a little bit of your background. What got you into financial services in the first place? A lot of times, you know, people go to career day in third grade and they say, I want to be a doctor, lawyer, firefighter. Did you say, I want to be a financial services professional?
You know, man, I didn't. And I'm not sure that that's on the guidance counselor's list of careers that they're supposed to aim people at either. But I actually, a buddy of mine interviewed an insurance company when I was it was like 22. Prior to that, I got a 2-year degree as a medical assistant. So I was drawing blood and giving shots and taking x-rays for a couple of years and just really realized that, you know, no matter how hard I worked, no matter how skilled I was at the job that I had, there was just no way for me to get to another level other than just kind of doing it for 20 years. And so, you know, I was kind of on the lookout for an opportunity to get paid what I felt like I was worth. And my buddy interviewed this insurance company and he came back and said, hey, let me have your opinion on this. And my opinion was, give me that guy's information. I'm going to go talk to him. So I kind of became the recruiter in that situation and went and met with the guy and learned about the career and stepped into it at 22. And this is in fact my 20th year in the business. It's been super fun, man. The entire time really working with people who are approaching or recently retired. What I did at that company, what I did since starting my business and what I've done to kind of develop our company over time is working in the areas of what we call health, wealth, and legacy. So a lot of work with people on Medicare, in addition to retirement income strategies and estate planning, stuff like that.
You know, I love that succinct overview, because isn't that really the case? Health, wealth, and legacy. You know, you're striving and growing and building, and then you got to build that wealth, and then you want to leave it as a legacy. And all along the way, there's pitfalls, potholes, hurdles, and things that are going to just like punch holes in your bucket, and you got to figure out how to patch them up. So I know we're talking about how taxes impact retirement. Well, it impacts the wealth all the way to retirement. It impacts retirement, and then it impacts how you transfer it as a legacy. So talk a little bit about your work with taxes and how you advise your clients.
Yeah. And kind of like to the point about the type of people that we work with, Mike, we work with people who are approaching or recently retired. So, we find that, you know, there's a lot of really great financial professionals that are out there and they do just fantastic work of getting people to retirement. And then that's kind of where we kick in. So, you know, we work with people who are already retired. So less about the accumulation and the savings and all these kind of things, really hardcore kind of financial planning rather than we do a lot more work on retirement income strategies. And focusing on tax and really how to efficiently transition assets to your beneficiaries and not your Uncle Sam and that sort of thing. So, but, you know, working with people who are at that, you know, recently or approaching retirement, stage, we really try to build out plans. You know, you know, a lot of things. One of them is, we talk about safety, liquidity, and growth, and how, you know, people want all of those things, but in terms of any specific vehicle you're working with, you can only have two out of the three.
Yeah.
So, you know, how to kind of layer in different, investment types to accomplish that, you know, safety, liquidity and growth, those principles. And then also, based on the different vehicles that are out there, you've got, you know, people's money is in, you know, pre-tax and Roth and things like that. After tax and things like Roth. And then we also have people who have pre-tax money in IRAs and 401ks and 403bs and all these kind of things. And then some people have some more tax favored things like, you know, non-qualified annuities, or life insurance vehicles. We call that institutional money. So, you know, depending upon what people have when they get to us, we try to, you know, take inventory of that, find out what their needs and objectives are and really build a strategy to kind of optimize all of those things. And from a tax standpoint is one of those those big considerations, Mike.
You know, you use the word tax several times in a few different ways, like pre-tax and tax favored, and we know that we hear all these words. You know, when you're working and building for retirement, you've got 401ks and IRAs and Roths and all these things. But I think the point that a lot of times workers and employees before retirement don't take into consideration is the taxes. Like, oh, you know, when I get to retirement age, I'm going to be in such a lower tax bracket. Well, maybe, but we don't know. But one thing we do know is that taxes themselves have got to go up because for one reason, Uncle Sam, that family member that we don't really like and we wish we could disown, you know, he's got a spending problem and he doesn't know how to manage his money. And we have this huge deficit. And the only way to close the deficit is get taxes from people. And so as a pre-retiree, we know that taxes are going to be a big part of dealing with retirement. So all of these vehicles that you're talking about, what is one of the preferred ways that you're giving some guidance on that blueprint to your clients?
That's an awesome question. You know, and you stole a little bit of my thunder. I was going to talk about how, you know, taxes are at the, you know, we cry about them and stuff, but they're at the lowest point they've been ever. Yeah. I mean, you know, if you look at kind of tax rates over time and where we're sitting right now, it's kind of terrifying to look at and go, yeesh, like not only are we, you know, spending trillions of dollars in inflating the economy, but also just the rates themselves are really low, you know. And so what we really try to do is answer the question really based on where people are at. You know, our whole objective is to find out what people are doing now, you know, educate them on the vehicles they have and all the different aspects of them, and then really try to optimize them for their objectives, for the strategy that we put together for them. And taxes is certainly one of those things. But what it comes down to is really doing the best we can with what they've got. You know, so we try to build balanced strategies where, you know, having some tax favored, having some tax free, having some, you know, after tax, all these different things are all in play, depending upon what they have right now. So I think the optimal balance is, yes. Like, should I have some of this, some of this, and some of this? It's like, yeah. I mean, because we don't know what the future holds from a tax standpoint. We have a pretty good idea that it's not going to be any better than it is today. However, you know, it's good to have some, you know, after-tax opportunities, some, you know, tax-favored opportunities, and even some pre-tax, depending upon, you know, where you're at income-wise and things like that. That may not be the worst thing in the world either.
You know, you mentioned that your typical client are right at approaching retirement. So you're not going to be talking about, we need to put some money into this to get some high growth, because you now are trying to circle the wagons and show safety and show, you know, low volatility. So some of these ways to be tax efficient with their current savings for the time of to and through retirement, that's key. And so what I didn't hear you say is, oh, we're going to help you 10x your returns. No, we want to be safe and secure, and we want to make sure that we're giving you the right advice. And I hear you saying, we don't have one single cookie cutter way that we put everybody through. Every client is different. So you've got to analyze what they need and say, okay, well, let's look at this, but all through the lens of being tax efficient.
Correct. Yeah, we're definitely, you know, we're not carrying around a square peg trying to find a round hole for it, for sure. Yeah, I think you made some good points there. And it really is all about, you know, where are you at, where are you trying to be, and what can we do to sort of help close the gap on that? But yeah, we're certainly not trying to, you know, 10x people's returns or anything like that. By the time people get to us again, Mike, they really are in a position where they're like, look, I'd rather hang on to what I have and make sure that I'm not going to run out of money. Yep. or put too much money into, you know, Uncle Sam when I'm trying to transition my estate that I built over my working life. So it's really sort of taking inventory and helping optimize their assets for taxes and, you know, that sort of thing, rather than, hey, you know, what would you do if I give you 100 grand? You know, yeah. what kind of return could you get? You know, those are people that we walk away from.
Yeah. No, right. No, we don't want that.
We don't do that. You know, I'll test you out with this 10 grand. Let me know what you can do.
Right.
You know, it's usually, hey, I'm, you know, I need somebody who can provide some guidance for me and build a strategy and that sort of thing.
So what's an example of a type of product that might be helpful to be really tax efficient and be safe and maybe help, you know, with some things now along the way, not just in the total legacy side of things, but even now in retirement? So what are some of the thoughts that way?
Really, really good question, man. So we do a lot of work with some of those institutional assets or products, like I was talking to you about before. These are great things to have as a portion of your portfolio. So we talk about the three kind of different places you can have your money. And this all goes back to that whole safety, liquidity, and growth story about how, you know, you can pick any one of those you want. You can have any two of those three that you want, yeah, you know, depending upon the vehicle. And we sort of overlay that with the three kind of places that you can have your assets. And one of them is the bank, you know, which does provide, you know, the liquidity and the safety, but really no growth. The other one being the fiduciary accounts that we do a lot of work in, the fee-based accounts, where, you know, there's certainly potential for growth. There's also liquidity, but, you know, you don't have the guarantees on that. Those institutional assets, we really kind of blend in with those. And those are things like, you know, you can use fixed index annuities with insurance companies that provide, you know, guarantees on income, that sort of thing. We also do a lot of work with life insurance in those institutional assets. And those can kind of, and again, those are sort of a piece of the puzzle. You know, we're not trying to shove every piece of money that people have in those. Like I said, it's important to have, you know, bank and fiduciary and institutional assets to accommodate the safety, liquidity, and growth objectives. And so this is usually a piece of the strategy, but a great one. A lot of these new policies that have been out over the last, you know, 10 or 20 years can provide not only a tax-free death benefit that can offset what someone may have in terms of a, what we'll call the ticking time bomb of a big 401k or an IRA that's going to go, you know, 30 or 40 or 50% to the government, you know, when something happens to you. But so a lot of these life insurance policies that we're working with can sort of offset that. Additionally, they can help, you know, mitigate the risk for long-term care and things like that. A lot of these newer policies will, allow you to use some or all of your death benefit to cover if you were to need long-term care or home health care, some sort of things like that. So, and then finally, you know, there's a lot of opportunities to create this tax-free income in the combination of loans and withdrawals off of life insurance as well. So we really like that sort of institutional asset class that we talk about with insurance companies as a part of the plan. And frankly, a lot of times, Mike, what we're able to do is take what people have had their entire life. You know, they've bought different policies like life insurance over the years for whether it's to replace their, you know, retirement income when they get to that point with the cash value, or they are trying to replace their income if something happens to them while they're working, or they're trying to replace, let's say, their cover the mortgage if something happens to them, or put their kids through college. You know, a lot of times when people get to us, those needs are all gone. You know, and they have these existing policies that they're in a lot of times paying into, or they may have dividends paying them. But they have, it's an asset, and we try to maximize that asset by leveraging that, into, you know, some of these newer options that can provide kind of, we call it like triple duty dollars, you know, in some of these cases. So,
you know, I think when people hear the word life insurance, their red flags go up and they go, I'm good. And they think of like the old school, you know, term, and you know, it's just like something I need to have for when I die. But what you're describing is an asset class, and correct, you're also describing where there's benefits while you're living right now, like tax-free growth in cash value. That's interesting. A term life policy doesn't give me that. Oh, you mean I can access it and borrow against that and maybe use it some for my kids' college tuition? That's unique. You know, and then long-term care things. So there's some considerations that tie into the living side of things rather than just waiting for a death to happen and pay out a claim. So I think that's a really powerful aha when people realize it. And again, you're not saying dump all your money and your whole portfolio into this product, but in that asset class, in that solution, there's a lot of benefits that people don't really recognize until you lay it out like that.
Great points, Mike. And again, you know, by the time people get to us, they're usually overinsured with their life insurance, to be frank. I mean, they have life insurance to cover problems that they no longer have. And so what we're able to do is use those assets in a more efficient way to accomplish some of the things that they have that are their current needs or challenges, i.e., you know, creating tax-free income or offsetting taxes from some of the rest of your assets for your estate, or helping with long-term care. So these are things that really a lot of the work that we do with life insurance is with what people already have, and the equity that's accumulated in that. So it's less about like, hey, you know, paid 10 grand a year for this shiny new thing or you know, put $150,000 into this deal. It's usually like, oh, you've got these two or three things from the, you know, two or three cousins or nephews that you had that were the insurance business for 10 minutes, you know, and you've just hung on to them for 30 years. And right.
You know, I mean, that's unfortunately the case a lot of times, but you're able to use those vehicles, those insurance contracts to do things that a lot of people wouldn't dream of. And like you said, too, another aspect that ties into legacy, and we'll wrap up with this thought. You know, when it comes down to, okay, let's put together the plan for that legacy, it is a kind gesture to be able to have a vehicle where your family, you know, can access those funds after you pass, where they're not having to be burdened with paying taxes out of that. And that's a big, big gift there when you tie it into the legacy.
It is, Mike. And you know, when you deliver those checks and people are like, what happens now? And you know, when the answer is nothing, you know, what do you mean? Like, you're not going to be getting 1099 for this. This is not something that's, you know, this is excluded from your estate, you know, from your estate planning attorneys, you know, 2.5 or 3 or whatever percent. It's pretty interesting. People are like, oh my gosh, like, I mean, you've talked to me about this for years and we've had this for years, but this is what that means. Okay. This, I'm glad this is here.
Yeah, that's a big aha. And when you tie all those things together, it just comes back to what you've said all the way through this conversation, which is we have many solutions depending on your need. We assess it and we see what benefits you most to give you safety and security and liquidity so that you can pass your, you know, estate onto your family for that legacy the best. It's kind of like, it makes you think of like the big dogs out there, you know, the top 1% that pay hardly any in taxes. Some of these strategies are probably some of the things that you hear, you know, rumor about out there where it's like, hey, maybe that is one of the ways that the little guy can take advantage of some of those big techniques. And so it's so neat to hear that these are some of the weapons that you have to deploy.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And that's, I kind of always, you know, refer to these as sort of arrows in my quiver. So the fact that you mentioned that, you know, that's kind of the way I think about it. It's like, you know, I've got all these opportunities to deploy these strategies, these solutions for people. And it really all comes down to kind of where they're at, you know, what they've done to get to me and also what they're trying to accomplish. And, you know, frankly, there's a fair amount of times where we sit down with people and we find out what they're up to and we find out what they're trying to accomplish and educate them on kind of what they have and what it does for them. And we end up telling them, look, you're in a great spot for what you're trying to accomplish. There isn't a kind of a delta between where you're at and where you're trying to be. So it's not super common, but it is there. I mean, if somebody's in a good spot, we're going to look them in the face and tell them that. And if they got some things they need to do to optimize what they've got, we'll have a conversation.
Well, Josh, I would like to just say at this point, if someone is listening to this going, ooh, maybe give me that second opinion, give me either the confidence that I'm in a right spot or maybe show me where some opportunities are. What's the best way they can learn more about what you guys do and reach out and connect with you?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, we're online. So, you know, we're not really good at hiding. So you can go, you know, our website, which I think you're going to link is, retireprotected.com. And then also, I'm available as well, you know, as a lead advisor in the firm. You can reach out to our number directly, which is 515-992-5000. But, you can just Google Retirement Protectors, you'll definitely find us and, reach out. And we'd love the opportunity to have a conversation and a little discovery call and see what it is that we do that might provide some value for you in the future.
Awesome. Well, Josh, thanks so much for coming on. It was a real pleasure talking with you.
Awesome, man. Thanks for having me, Mike.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.